It's not all politics here in Washington. On Pennsylvania Avenue, there used to be a hotel called the Roger Smith. The top of the hotel's stationery proclaimed it was just one block from the White House. And it's under that heading that one of rock and roll's most important figures scribbled out the lyrics to one of his biggest songs.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime.
Bob Dylan wrote the 1965 hit Like a Rolling Stone on four pages of that hotel stationery. Along with the lyrics, there are doodles, a hat, a chicken, a deer.
A few years ago, Dylan either sold or gave the stationery to someone who won't reveal his identity. And now, the auction house Sotheby's has announced that next month, these pages of rock history will be offered to the highest bidder.
Whoever that someone is, one thing's certain. He won't be scrounging around for his next meal. The papers are expected to bring in millions.
How does it feel to be without a home? Like a complete unknown. Like a rolling stone.
Well, how does all this feel to Dylan fans?
Yeah, I think it's a shame.
That's Mel Prusak of Old Bridge, New Jersey.
I am the curator of the Bob Dylan Shrine.
Prusak is a pharmacist by day.
I can't imagine why Dylan would sell this. The only thing I could think of, he wanted to help somebody out, and I imagine he sold it for a dollar or something.
The draft of Like a Rolling Stone is expected to go for up to $2 million.
You used to be